The word of our Lord from John chapter 3 will serve as the text for our brief meditation this morning. Here are these excerpted verses. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night. God loved the world in this way, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been carried out in God. Sometimes we keep odd schedules. This morning, light streams through our windows, even through the clouds. But it seems a lot of our work is done in the dark, for various reasons, of course. When you're working away in the dark, questions can arise. And it doesn't always have to be literally dark, does it? What's the point of all this, really? This chapel? This seminary? Why do all this work? And to what end? Sitting there in the dark, working on the big exegetical paper that's come due, or the class notes for your upcoming lecture, or the budgeting and fundraising, which needs to be done just to keep things in the black. Sometimes we just don't see the point. Maybe we don't understand the reason. Maybe we don't see the results. Maybe there are those times when we just feel lost, left in the dark. The dark. We've all experienced it. Have you ever tried to hit a piñata, blindfolded and spun around? Your frame of reference disappears, replaced by noise and darkness. In the night, heading to the bathroom, that bookcase by the door can become your toe's worst enemy. You can get hurt in the dark. In fact, you can die in the dark. Nicodemus, teacher of Israel, comes in darkness. He comes to this Jesus, seeking more, an answer, a direction. Maybe Jesus can explain the point of all this to Nicodemus, to us. So Jesus speaks. He speaks some of the words which have become the most loved, best known in all of Scripture. But to what end? Reading beyond our appointed text, through the end of chapter 3, something seems to be missing. Where's the happy conversion story? Where's Nicodemus' response to the proclaimed word of God? Where's the instant result? We have none of that. John just picks up and moves on, following Jesus to Samaria in chapter 4. Why don't we get to see the result? This is Jesus preaching, and we don't see anything. But that's not the point, is it? Seeing the result. Can't we just trust that Jesus' words, because he is Jesus, are effective, even if we don't get to see the effect? Now, just as he did that night with Nicodemus, Jesus brings light. He is the light. The light which has come into the world, the light which shines in the darkness, which the darkness has not mastered. The light turns darkness into day. In this Lenten season, we look forward to our hope in Easter, where Jesus
brings us out of the darkness and into the light. We can't stay in the darkness forever. Christ has freed us from the darkness. We, who once dwelled in the darkness by our own volition, we have been taken out of the darkness and brought into the light. The light, which was lifted up on the cross for all the world to see, did not come into the world to destroy it, to cast it into darkness, but to deliver it. For how can the light bring darkness? The light of the sun now streams from the cross, out of the empty tomb, driving away the darkness in which we had lived, the darkness of doubt and fear, bringing us into the light. Now, even though you and I may not see the results when we proclaim God's word, the light is beaming into the darkness nevertheless. As we prayed at the beginning of our liturgy, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. God's word, spoken by the breath of his Spirit, is now on our lips. We are now bearers of the light. Through us, God brings his light to bear on those who are in the darkness, those who are doubting, calling them out of darkness and into the light. That's the point of all this, isn't it? Our work as the teachers of Israel, the aspiring teachers and servants of the new Israel, our work is now done in the light. Our work now shows that it is done in God. By God's grace, we are now bearers of the light. We speak God's words, Jesus' words. His words are light. His words are life. Amen.